Progress Test 2. Speaker 1.
I started diving as a hobby when I was a student and decided I wanted to do it professionally. So I trained up as a maintenance diver on oil rigs. Very dangerous. Very, very good money. We're on call for breakdowns and get rushed out to the rigs any time, night or day. We dive in pairs, and there's a team on the surface supporting us. My diving buddy is vitally important to me, not just to work with me and watch out for me, but as a companion in a pretty unfriendly environment. And we both depend on the team on the surface and have complete faith in them.
Speaker 2.
You'd expect an artist to need solitude to concentrate on their work, but I can't work alone. I'm a painter and sculptor, and I employ 20 people in my studio. Each person has a specific skill, whether it's computer design, metal welding, working with colours. Everybody is part of the manufacturing effort, and I'm the coordinator. We all get inspiration from each other. We also fight a lot, but that's part of it, and feeds the creative process. I'm not a practical person at home. I'm hopeless with personal finances and getting things done around the house. But at work, I actually like organising people and making sure we're all working as a team.
Speaker 3.
I'm not much good at hard physical exercise, but I do like walking. I go out most weekends with a friend, hiking in the mountains. We cover miles without realising it, talking about everything under the sun. This friend was away once, so I joined up with a hiking club. I didn't fancy walking on my own in the mountains. It wasn't a good experience. Nobody talked to anyone else, and even though we were in beautiful countryside, we hardly got a chance to stop and enjoy the views. We had a leader who set a punishing pace. When I got back in the evening, I was exhausted and in a very bad temper.
Speaker 4.
I'm a home worker. I've got a young family, so I need to be at home when the children get in from school. I sit at the computer from 9 to 3:30, and the only contact with the outside world is by telephone. In fact, I don't mind, really. I quite like the peace and quiet, and it's employment after all. Anyway, life hots up at the weekend. My husband and I belong to a dance group, and we go round local towns giving exhibitions of salsa and samba. It keeps us fit, and it's good fun. We joined the group 15 years ago and we've never looked back.
Speaker 5.
I have to admit, my firm does charge a lot for the work it does. And at the end, our clients say, "But you've only told us something we already knew." I think they expected us to train them into new ways of working or provide magical solutions to their problems. That's not our job. We're a consultancy team, and we demonstrate to companies what they are and what they're capable of. In a way, we help them organise their thinking so they can get out of their rut and move forward. We're bringing them objectivity and a fresh approach. Whether it's worth what they pay us, that's another matter.